Welcome into the Real Estate Investing Show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here on this show. Our goal is to make you a more intelligent real estate investor. And again, one of the ways that I believe we can become more intelligent is by listening to other people's questions. You know, if you're doing all the talking, then guess what? You're not learning. You're trying to foist your opinions on other people. And I think listening to other people's questions, even if you think you know all of the answers, can really be informative. So that's what this show is all about. We take your questions on these Q&A episodes. You can do that by going to our website, which is morrisinvest.com, M-O-R-R-I-S, invest.com. And there's a microphone icon on the lower right-hand part of your screen. Just click that and then record us a 30-second voicemail question or so. Just for a little frame of reference, I'm a longtime real estate investor, founder of the company called Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company. And I've seen all manner of markets and interest rates and conditions and ups and downs. And I still believe real estate is the number one way to build and maintain wealth. Nothing even comes close to it. So let's dive into it with our first question today. I believe this one comes to us from Caleb.
Hi, Mr. Morris. I've been watching you for quite a bit, and I actually bought your book, How to Pay Your Mortgage Off in 5 Years. And I just wanted to know, what would you suggest doing? Pay my mortgage off first. I just got it. It's about, $430,000, and then I would do the chunking method, and then I go get rentals, or do I get rentals and then pay it off that way? Thank you.
Thank you so much, Caleb. This is a very common question because you're like, okay, I'm excited about being on this path. I'm going to pay off my mortgage quickly. And then what? Then I have no passive income, right? So now 5 years have elapsed. I've paid off my mortgage in 5 years, and that's great, right? Well, what I recommend, this is my personal opinion. Okay, I'm not a financial advisor. I can't tell you what to do. But the way that I did it is that I simultaneously started investing in performing assets while at the same time paying down my primary mortgage. So, and then, look, I've also used my primary mortgage, the equity in my primary home, to acquire more rental properties. The thing is, and the beauty of this is that, the United States, frankly, the rest of the world, but the United States specifically, since they moved off the gold standard in the early 1970s, is a debt-based economy. And all of the big banks make money this way, okay? So why shouldn't you? Why shouldn't you be a debt-based investor and use other people's money at still historically reasonable interest rates? They're not as great as they were last year, but they're still better than they were in the 1980s. Remember, people were buying houses at 18, 19% interest in the early 1980s. So again, using other people's money simultaneously with also improving your own position is the way that I would go personally. So you talked about using the chunking method, which we highlight in the book, which is to pay down large chunks of your primary balance. Because again, if you're using a HELOC or you're using another type of financial product, remember, you're trading one financial product for another. And your two biggest enemies are, interest and time. So what you're doing is you are firing huge gun right at that time as your enemy. And so, because again, you get an amortized schedule, an amortization schedule, right, of like 30 years or 15 years. And what you're doing is you're resetting the clock every time, and you're resetting that whole schedule every time you make a huge principal payment on your balance. The bank wants you to pay it off in 30 years because they're going to make way more money off of you, right? But then you have nothing, you have no other performing assets then at the end of that rainbow. Then what do you have? You have a mortgage paid off. Okay, great. Then what? No cash flow, right? So why don't we do it simultaneously? Do the chunking method to pay off that $430,000 while at the same time using some of that equity or some other, what other vehicles you have to start buying additional rental properties and have the tenants building up your equity position. Remember, you're in the buying phase. There's the three stages of real estate investing: buy, own, and cash flow. So again, even if you're able to acquire these additional rental properties right now, but they're not fully cash flowing yet, meaning you have a mortgage on them, the tenant is increasing your equity position, you have the tax shelter, but they're not like cash flowing the way that you hope they will someday because you have a mortgage. So the full amount's not there yet. That's fine. Pretend like you don't even have them right now. Right? We just shot a whole video on this exact topic, actually. Pretend like, okay, I don't even have that extra cash flow. And any cash flow you do get from that rental property that's coming in, if you want, you could even fire that at the principal balance of your home mortgage that you live in, or the primary balance of the rental property that you just bought. And then in 5-6 years, when that is now paid off or paid almost completely off, guess what? Now you have the full cash flow and now you're burning and churning. So in my opinion, same. Do both at the same time. Start now. Start that clock now. Thank you for that question, Caleb, and great for taking action. Our next question comes to us from Chance.
Hey, Clayton, thanks for the great content you've been putting out. I've been following your podcast for years. So my current situation, I've lived in my current house for 11 years. I have about $400,000 roughly in equity on the home. It's 4,200 square feet, 3.75 interest rate. I owe about $108,000 on the home. It's roughly worth between $500 and $550 in today's market. I'm considering doing a cash out refi to put money towards my new house that I signed for in October of last year to put down a nice down payment, or selling my house. My question is, in today's market, would you try to keep my current house? I've ran the numbers. It could cash flow pretty well depending on what type of refi or cash out refi program I get. Or would you consider selling the house? The only thing with selling the house is my risk of paying capital gains on selling the house. Let me know your thoughts and I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Chance. Okay. A lot of things to unpack here. A lot of answers I don't have. So, but I can try to weave my way through it to the best of my ability. Capital gains. Yes. If you haven't lived in the house for 2 years, so if you owned it for less than a year and now you're selling it or planning on selling it as your primary residence, yes, that's a problem. You're going to pay capital gains, right? So I don't know what the timetable is, but maybe you don't. I mean, sounds like you have that much equity in the property. Maybe you have been there longer than 2 years. So 2 years is the window, right? After 1 year, it goes down. I forget the exact capital gains rate after 1 year drops, but after 2 years, then you're not paying any capital gains. Okay, so something to consider. As far as turning this into a rental property, it sounds like the numbers are out of whack. I'm not a fan. Again, rents are usually not going to be anywhere near as commensurate with the amount of the mortgage beyond about $175,000 in a single family home. So now you're up to $400,000 or even $550,000 for this home. Okay, now you're going to rent that. The rent that you'll get from it is not going to be anywhere near the rent that you could get if you took that $550,000 and bought like 10 rental properties. So like at our company at Morris Invest, the minimum down payment for one of our new construction rental properties is going to be about $40,000 to $45,000 minimum, right? And then we have ranges of our properties, but these are new construction in Texas. We're in the best rental markets in the country. Okay. So just run the math. Like when I hear these numbers, I'm immediately thinking down payments, down payments, down payments, and you can immediately start to add to your portfolio of rental properties in the best rental markets in the country, fully managed. So you're not even doing it yourself. It's fully taken care of by a great team. So $550,000, that's going to get you, again, like roughly you're looking at, if I'm doing my math correctly, you're looking at about 10 rental properties with that amount or less, depending on, you know, if you don't get the minimum type of a property, you get like one of our duplexes or something like that. And not even with us, if you did it on your own, great. But what I'm seeing is, why would I keep this one property that has appreciated nicely? And now the rent is probably not going to be in line with what I could get. Or I'm going to have to pay in a mortgage. It just won't make sense. It'll be out of whack, especially if you refinance the property. My personal opinion is, if you're not going, again, I come back to this story. A few episodes ago, we did an episode where I talked about a townhome and people being this young couple in Philadelphia who fell in love with this townhome that they got after they got married. And then they moved because they were having children and it just didn't make sense. And they held on to this townhome and they were renting it out because they had an emotional attachment to it. Now, I'm not saying you have an emotional attachment to this home. I'm just saying you have to run the numbers. and it probably doesn't make sense to keep it. You know, you could sell it and take the profits and roll it into additional rental properties that are actually going to have great cash flow in the best rental markets. So that's my personal opinion. I am not a fan, as I've mentioned on this podcast many, many times, I am not a fan of the cash out refinance. So if you're looking at, I'd much rather, if you're thinking of holding this property, personally, I would much rather have a home equity line of credit on this property. Cash out refinance, because then what you're going to do is you're going to go from your 3.5% interest rate to whatever it is now, 6%, you know? So you're going up, you have to get a new loan on the property. Doesn't really make sense. I would much rather look at getting a home equity line of credit whereby you get a zero starting number, and then it's a revolving line of credit that you can use for 10 years to come and buying additional property. So if you are going to hold it, that's what I would consider doing, or selling it and using those proceeds and rolling that right into cash flowing rental property. That's exactly what I've done and what I would have done. I had a property that was $400,000. I sold it and I bought a bunch of cash flowing rental properties, new construction right away with that money. So that's my opinion on that. Today's episode is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Have you ever done a search online or gone to a website you don't want other people to know about? I'm talking like, you know, your banking information or other personal information. Yeah. Think about all of the snoopers out there that are tracking everything that you do. Why in the world would you want other people to have access to your private information? Let me tell you something. If you're using like incognito mode, you know, that the Chrome browser has, that does not hide anything. That does not hide your activity. It doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited. That's why even when I'm at home, I never go online without using ExpressVPN. My whole family uses ExpressVPN. It doesn't matter who your internet service provider is. ISPs in the United States can legally sell your information to advertising companies. That's right. So if you're not using ExpressVPN, they know everything that you're searching for. They know every website you went to. When you're on Amazon searching for a product, they know everything. Why do you think advertisements in paper form show up in your mailbox? Because they know everything you're doing. That's why you need ExpressVPN. It's a simple app that totally reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so that your ISP can't see the sites that you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. And by the way, you know, I'm a news junkie, right? And so I want my news unfettered. I don't want a government telling me what I'm allowed to read. And that's exactly what the United States has done. They've blocked certain websites so you can't read information about what's happening, for instance, in a war. They absolutely have blocked it. So by using ExpressVPN, I could log in to, say, the Bahamas or Iceland. Iceland has one of the best internet neutral positions in the world. And then I can read all of those websites if I wanted to. Again, Canada. Think about these Canadians who were blocked by their government, you know, blocking internet traffic. Well, what if I wanted access outside of Canada? Again, this is what governments are doing to us, folks. So ExpressVPN is the way around it. Keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. So protect your activity online today with the VPN rated number one by Business Insider. Visit my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/investing, and you can get 3 months free on a 1-year package. Right. That's Express. That's expressvpn.com/investing. You have to use that URL to get those 3 months free. expressvpn.com/investing to learn more. Deborah is up next.
Hi, Morris. This is Deborah. I have a question that I would like to do more real estate investment. However, I currently don't have a job, but I'm having SSA every month, and I have two properties that are completely paid off, which means I have about $700,000 equity in my two properties. I know I can get probably a HELOC or cashback refinance. But my question is, since I don't have a W-2, all I have is the SSA, Would that be a problem for me to get a HELOC or traditional cashback refinance? Or should I get like my son who is making an earning in Air Force to be my co-borrower? Thank you.
Okay, all great questions, Deborah. I would recommend, first of all, you book a call with our team at Morris Invest, and we can help you for free. We'll just walk you through these different scenarios on the phone and kind of work it out with you over the phone. I can give you, so that I can help our audience understand a little bit more deeply here, why I'm going to answer you the way that I will answer you. Number one, that $700,000 that you have as equity, I would absolutely consider getting a home equity line of credit. Again, I've mentioned multiple times, even in the last caller, I'm not a fan of the cash out refinance, okay? Because then what you're doing is you're in that situation very often, if you're doing it that way, you're getting a check. They're just going to give you a check for the value. Now you've got a full check and that interest rate and it's cranking, you know? So now you got to put it to work. I'd much rather have a home equity line of credit that I can use as a revolving line of credit that I can start to buy properties whenever I want, and then I can pay it back down to zero, and I can do another down payment on a rental property and pay it back down to zero. So with $700,000, I mean, you literally, with that, could be multiple down payments on multiple rental properties using financing, okay? And you don't have to worry, even if you don't have a job, that's where non-recourse financing comes in. So we have a whole bunch of lenders that we work with that are non-recourse lenders, which means they don't care about you, Deborah. They care about the asset that you're buying. And so that's why non-recourse financing is so powerful for people that have, like, you know, some shifty credit scores, or are international investors and they don't have an American presence, or someone who doesn't have a job and is worried about showing that stated income and all of that, right? So non-recourse financing is powerful, powerful, powerful. And our team can help you with that and walk you through that process. In addition to that, yeah, if you've got a relative, again, that's where my team can help you discuss, okay, well, let's talk about your son who is in the military. Is there an opportunity to kind of come together and partner setting up an LLC and purchasing a property together? That's a possibility as well under our partner program. So you could create an LLC, and of course, with non-recourse financing, they would want an LLC anyway. Or conventional financing, using your son as the main person with the job, the W-2 job with the Air Force, and you're providing the money, that's another way to do conventional financing. So again, these are all discussions to have with our team. But you're in a great situation. Forget the who cares about the job piece of this. There's all sorts of creative ways to go around that. I just want you to do the right thing creatively as far as it goes for, like, the house that you have, those houses that you have that have equity, tapping into that equity. You know, as I've pointed out before, you cannot eat equity. So why not use that money that the bank is going to give you to make yourself wealthier and buy additional assets that are performing and that are a tax advantage and a tax shelter for you? You know, this is the power of leverage. This is the power of other people's money. Hold on to your money and use the bank's money. So thank you for these great questions today. Much love to all of you for listening to the show and subscribing. Please share this with someone that you think might be interested in learning about real estate investing and building passive income and financial freedom. We do this show multiple times per week, so please share this out. And you can leave us a voicemail question. Just go to our website. Go to morrisinvest.com. Click on the little microphone icon and share your thoughts with us, and we will try to answer them here on the show. Now go out. Take advantage of this amazing market. You know, I mean, there's always a great market out there. You just have to find it and you have to seek it out. So go out there and take action and become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.